America gets a scolding. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The United Nations has scolded the president for recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but that's not the only scolding we've gotten. The latest UN report on human rights accuses Congress of trying to turn America into, quote, the world champion of extreme inequality. Professor Philip Alston, who was commissioned to write the report, told me that during his two-week tour of America's most impoverished areas, he saw scenes that belong in the third world. Cities where people live in tents, rural areas with no sanitation, schools where learning's impossible. To him, it shows America has given up on equal opportunity.
Equality of opportunity is a great idea. But if you're born in a poor area, if you have bad nutrition from the very outset, if you get almost no adequate health care, if you go to lousy schools, you don't have equality of opportunity.
But, I told him, wouldn't it be too expensive to provide benefits to people just because they need them? To which he replied,
these poor people are costing you a fortune because they're currently all being treated either in prison or in the emergency room. Prisons cost a fortune. You could stay in the best hotels in many states more cheaply.
So, bottom line, we failed our UN human rights report. I asked Professor Alston if there's a penalty for that. He said no, only a warning that the American dream is becoming the American illusion.
I think what the United States needs more than anything else is a mirror.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.